Welcome back to another exciting episode of Tech Pulse. Today, we're diving into a whirlwind of tech news, starting with the last chance to exhibit at TechCrunch Sessions, AI. If you're a startup looking to make waves in the AI industry, this is your moment.
Absolutely. This is a pivotal opportunity for startups. TechCrunch Sessions, AI is set to take place at UC Berkeley's Zellerbach Hall on June 5th. With over 1,200 investors, founders, and enterprise leaders attending, it's the perfect stage for startups to showcase their innovations.
What makes exhibiting at this event such a high-leverage move for startups?
Exhibiting at TechCrunch Sessions, AI offers startups a prime 6x3 table with signage, a branded profile in the event app, and 5 full-access tickets. Plus, it provides invaluable lead capture tools, making it easier to connect with potential investors and partners.
This reminds me of the importance of positioning your brand in the right circles. Now, speaking of innovations, let's talk about a new AI translation system for headphones that can clone multiple voices simultaneously.
This is an exciting development in AI translation. The spatial speech translation system allows headphones to translate multiple speakers at once, tracking the direction and vocal characteristics to help users identify who is speaking in real time.
How does this technology overcome the typical challenges faced by automatic translation systems?
The system addresses the challenge of multiple speakers by using spatial audio cues. As Shyam Golakota from the University of Washington explains, it breaks down language barriers, enabling more confident communication across languages.
Fascinating. Now, moving on to the competitive landscape, AI firms are ramping up their marketing strategies. Let's delve into how they're adapting.
AI companies are increasingly focusing on marketing to stand out in a crowded market. For instance, Mark Darcy, a veteran marketing executive, has joined Microsoft to enhance the marketing of their Copilot AI chatbot.
Why are marketing strategies becoming crucial for AI firms now?
With the market becoming saturated, effective marketing is essential. OpenAI's appointment of Fiji Simo to oversee business operations highlights a shift towards integrating strong marketing and business strategies to maximize reach.
It's all about making noise in the right way. Now, let's switch gears to Geely's strategic move to take Zeekr private amidst the U.S.-China trade war.
Geely plans to take Zeekr private, offering $25.66 per Zeekr ADS, valuing the company at $6.5 billion. This move aims to sidestep geopolitical tensions as the U.S. considers delisting Chinese companies.
What are the implications of this move for Geely and the broader EV market?
Taking Zeekr private could help Geely avoid trade-related complications while strengthening its market position. It reflects a strategic pivot in response to the volatile U.S.-China relations impacting the EV sector.
Indeed, navigating geopolitical waters is crucial. Speaking of strategic moves, Google has launched implicit caching to make AI model access cheaper. Let's explore this innovation.
Google's implicit caching in its Gemini API promises up to 75% cost savings by reusing repetitive context data. This supports their Gemini 2.5 Pro and Flash models, significantly reducing costs for developers.
How does this differ from previous caching methods?
Previously, Google offered explicit prompt caching, requiring developer input. Now, implicit caching automates this process, enhancing efficiency and lowering costs, which is vital as AI model usage expands.
Efficiency is key in today's tech landscape. Now let's address Google's response to Apple's claims about AI's impact on search.
In response to Apple SVP Eddie Q's testimony suggesting Google's search traffic is declining, Google issued a statement disputing these claims. This comes amid an antitrust trial scrutinizing Google's search dominance.
What does this dispute mean for Google's position in the search market?
Google's swift rebuttal underscores its commitment to maintaining its search leadership. It highlights the competitive pressures and regulatory scrutiny Google faces in safeguarding its market position.
The search landscape is certainly evolving. Now let's explore OpenAI's apparent shift in regulatory stance.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman recently advocated for less AI regulation, contrasting his previous calls for legislative standards. This shift reflects OpenAI's strengthened market position and changing political dynamics.
Why the change in stance from OpenAI?
OpenAI's revenue surge to nearly $4 billion in 2024 has bolstered its market confidence. Additionally, the political shift towards less regulation under the current administration aligns with Altman's updated perspective.
It's intriguing how market success influences regulatory views. Now let's discuss Elon Musk's legal maneuver against OpenAI's countersuit.
Musk's lawyers have requested the court to dismiss OpenAI's countersuit, arguing that his bid for OpenAI was protected by the First Amendment. This countersuit alleged unfair competition and interference.
What are the potential outcomes of this legal battle?
If Musk's motion succeeds, it could set a precedent for how business communications in competitive contexts are legally protected, potentially influencing future corporate disputes.
Legal battles can reshape industry landscapes. Speaking of competition, Instagram is feeling the heat from TikTok. Let's dive into how they're responding.
Instagram is emphasizing the competitive threat from TikTok, which has significantly impacted user engagement. Internal reports show a plateau in Instagram metrics, highlighting TikTok's disruptive influence.
How is Instagram adapting to this competitive pressure?
Instagram is focusing on enhancing user engagement through features like stories and exploring new strategies to retain its user base amidst TikTok's rising popularity.
Adapting quickly is essential in social media. Now, let's turn to the ambitious goals of a new robotics startup aiming for a $1 billion valuation.
The startup, founded by the ex-CEO of Synapse, is targeting a $1 billion valuation with plans to raise $100 million. It aims to sell humanoid robots to industries like the military and automotive.
What challenges does this startup face in reaching its valuation goal?
Despite investor excitement, the startup must navigate competition in the robotics sector and prove its technology's viability to attract substantial investment.
The robotics field is ripe with potential. Now let's discuss OpenAI's strategic hires and the rise of farming robots.
OpenAI's hiring of Fiji Simo as CEO of OpenAI Applications marks a significant expansion into new domains beyond chatbots. Meanwhile, farming robots are seeding new startups despite facing operational challenges.
How do these developments influence the broader AI landscape?
OpenAI's strategic hires bolster its expansion into varied applications, while the emergence of farming robots reflects AI's growing role in diverse industries, driving innovation and new business models.
AI's reach is indeed expanding. Now let's talk about Microsoft's latest hire for their Copilot AI.
Microsoft has brought on Mark Darcy, a former Meta marketing executive, to enhance Copilot's market presence. This move highlights the increasing importance of marketing in the AI sector.
What does this hiring decision signify for Microsoft's AI strategy?
By focusing on marketing, Microsoft aims to differentiate Copilot in a crowded AI market, leveraging Darcy's experience to boost consumer engagement and expand its user base.
Strategic hires can make all the difference. Now, let's discuss the trademark lawsuit involving the social media startup Fizz.
Fizz is suing Instacart and Partiful for trademark infringement over a new app. This lawsuit underscores the challenges startups face in protecting their brand identities in a competitive market.
What are the potential implications of this lawsuit for Fizz?
A favorable outcome could strengthen Fizz's brand protection efforts, setting a precedent for trademark disputes in the tech industry and potentially impacting how companies approach branding.
Brand identity is crucial for startups. Now let's shift to philanthropy with Bill Gates' directive for his foundation.
Bill Gates has instructed his foundation to spend all its funds by 2045, aiming to maximize its philanthropic impact. This decision marks a significant shift in how large foundations operate.
What does this mean for the foundation's future initiatives?
Gates' directive could lead to increased focus on impactful projects, potentially accelerating progress on global challenges and inspiring other philanthropists to adopt similar approaches.
Philanthropy with a deadline is a bold move. Finally, let's cover the recent data breach at SK Telecom.
SK Telecom faced a data breach affecting 23 million customers. The breach has led to significant user churn, with potential losses reaching $5 billion if cancellation fees are waived.
What steps is SK Telecom taking to address this breach?
SK Telecom is focusing on minimizing the breach's impact by enhancing security measures and offering customer support, aiming to restore trust and prevent further user loss.
Security breaches remind us of the critical importance of data protection. And with that, we've covered today's Tech Pulse. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time with more tech insights.